720 WGN Radio, it's Iridian Fierro, and we are back to talk about professional wrestling, my favorite thing. And what better guest to chat about that with than with the president and CEO of All Elite Wrestling, Tony Khan. Tony, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you, Iridian?
I'm doing so well. Thank you so much for joining me again today. Very nice to see you. What's a crazy couple past weeks it's been for you. You got the AEW residency coming off this really hot pay-per-view in Texas. Talk to me about what it's been like having shows at the Aragon.
Well, it's really nice. It's great being here at home in Chicago. I'm at my home right now, and I love being at the Aragon Ballroom because it's a historic venue in one of the greatest wrestling cities on the planet here in Chicago, where we have such great AEW fans. It's a perfect place to come and have these great shows like tonight on TBS, Wednesday Night Dynamite, 7 p.m. on TBS, or you can stream it on HBO Max if you're not watching live on TBS tonight. We've got great fans coming to the shows watching AEW wrestling. And it's been, I think, 2025, our best year yet. We've had our biggest show ever here in North America with AEW All In Texas just a few weeks ago. We crowned a new AEW world champion, Hangman Page. We had such a great event. And now tonight, the new world champion, Hangman Page, takes on the former AEW world champion, Jon Moxley. And it's going to be a great match tonight. A rematch from All In Texas tonight on Wednesday Night Dynamite. And there's going to be no outside interference. Everyone is banned from ringside except the wrestlers and the referee. This is going to be a fantastic, fantastic match tonight on TBS here in Chicago.
Yeah.
And it's a great example of the kind of great action and great matches we've been bringing to Chicago and every week, every Wednesday night on TBS and typically Saturdays, but actually tomorrow, we're going to be doing a special live Thursday collision on TNT, also on HBO Max.
Yeah.
And it'll be the final show out of six straight episodes of AEW television here across these past 3 weeks, right here in Chicago.
Yeah. Talk to me about what made you pick the Aragon Ballroom, because it's not typically known for wrestling. You know, you said it's an iconic, historic venue. And, you know, my parents would go and watch concerts there. I've gone to watch concerts there. So what went into picking the Aragon for this residency?
Well, it's amazing. My mom was telling me that my grandfather, who I never met, had gone there over 90 years ago.
Wow.
And had been part of shows there. So talk about great music and great experiences at the Aragon Ballroom over the past almost 100 years that it's been operating. There's so many great reasons to do shows there. When I was a kid growing up, I always wrote wrestling shows, and I did a show that I wrote in notebooks and email groups and message boards called Dynamite. And eventually we started AEW, and Dynamite's a real thing. And my friend Todd and I would always draft the wrestlers in the world and split our rosters up, and he did shows in our message boards and email leagues in the Aragon Ballroom, and I always thought it was a great idea, and here we've actually done it. It's such a cool venue for wrestling. ECW ran there, I believe, many years ago, but it's the first time in decades that pro wrestling has been there, and first time ever to have a worldwide live television show there. And several weeks in a row, and at a very high level, there's been great wrestling. The support from the fans has been fantastic for all the shows, and it's absolutely something I would love to do again. And we've had a great series of shows here for AEW TV. Also, a big announcement about the future upcoming AEW pay-per-view calendar that we can talk about.
Yeah.
But certainly for AEW TV, week in, week out, just like tonight on Wednesday Night Dynamite, live on TBS at 7 o'clock or on HBO Max, you're going to see the very best wrestling in the world, because AEW is where the best wrestle, and Chicago is home of some of the best wrestling fans in the world right here in this city.
Yeah, Chicago is fantastic for wrestling fans. I know people also love Lucha Libre, and you are also showcasing Lucha Libre in All Elite Wrestling. I want to talk about Bandido. He has been a fantastic champion so far. He had a great match in Texas versus Takeshita. and at Supercard of Honor. That was just a great, great show. Talk to me about where you see Bandido going, because right now I feel like sky's the limit for him, right?
Absolutely. I think Bandido's an incredible, incredible star. He's featured in multiple promotions, not only a top star for us in AEW, but as we've been saying, he's the Ring of Honor World Champion. He's a top star now, featured regularly in CMLL, and has had great matches in Arena Mexico and throughout Mexico, wrestling the top luchadors. So Bandido is one of the best wrestlers in the world right now. Thank you for mentioning Supercard of Honor. I thought that was a great event for ROH and just a tremendous event on a great week for AEW and wrestling. Certainly, we had a great ROH show as well. And really, Takeshita versus Bandido was one of my favorite matches I've ever seen. Yeah. It was just incredible. And that whole week was fantastic. And that's really one of the top standout matches and moments for me, to see that match and have Bandido leave. And in front of such a great crowd that supported Bandido, to see him to be so happy. And then we captured a photo afterwards with Salvador Lutheroth, the owner and promoter of CMLL, who runs this fantastic organization. It's the oldest wrestling promotion in the world. They operate out of Mexico, and they own and operate Arena Mexico in Mexico City. And with 90 years of history, CMLL is the world's oldest wrestling promotion, and they're great partners for us in AEW. And I love running events with them, and having a great star in AEW like Bandido, a great champion for ROH. It's great, and he's having a lot of success there in CMLL also. And you'll be able to see Bandido this week right here in Chicago. It's great to be here for these big shows tonight and tomorrow, yeah, with Wednesday Night Dynamite tonight and a special Thursday Night Collision tomorrow.
Yeah, I was in Texas for that fantastic show. I got to see Supercard of Honor, got to see the pay-per-view. Having residencies follow up a big pay-per-view like that, were you at all worried about keeping the momentum going? Because, you know, you're staying in Chicago for a little bit, and then you're going to Philly for a little bit. So were you at all scared of like, man, am I going to be able to keep up this momentum, this great wrestling? Are fans going to continue to be invested? Give me your thoughts on that.
Well, of course, I think in life, every day when we go to work, you have to prepare yourself for the challenges. And I do think AEW in 2025, we're delivering great shows, but it's always a hard thing to do, and it takes a lot of work, and I love it. It's a lot of fun. So you have to have a good mindset, I think, to say you want to go out and put together great shows, and it takes a lot of planning, and sometimes things happen, injuries, all kinds of unexpected things can happen along the way. But one thing that always delivers are the wrestling fans here in Chicago.
Yeah.
And Philly, you mentioned we're doing a series of shows in Philadelphia very soon. Again, wrestling fans that have a great reputation for delivering. It's all across America. These fans are being seen, and all over the world. AEW is on in 150 countries all over the world now. And it's important to remember that the cities we go to, these fans represent that city throughout the world. And we've definitely got, over the years, a very high opinion that the wrestling fans around the world have built of the fans here in Chicago.
Yeah. There's something that you do at the beginning of shows, which I love. You go out and you address the crowd. You ask people if this is their first AEW show. You know, you give them the I love you and sign language to just like show people that you truly, you know, love that they're there and you love them as fans. So tell me about what went into you making that decision of like, hey, I'm going to go out there and start, you know, talking to the fans before the show just to get them hyped up.
Well, it's important to let people know we're about to go live. Yeah. Sometimes I'll come out after the show too, if it feels like that's a better time, and especially if we're taping something after, you know, I might come out before and after, or one or the other. But I love to come out and visit the fans and ask them, "Have you been to AEW before, or is this your first time? And are you having a good time?" And it's a mix of first timers and people that have been many times before, typically. But it's always nice to hear that and get a feel. sometimes in cities where we're visiting for the first time, it's mostly first-time fans. Yeah. But sometimes it can be surprising in a city you visit for the first time, but a lot of the people there have been to AEW shows before. That's interesting, too. So you get interesting feedback from the fans, and I really do love the fans. I'm a big fan of pro wrestling myself, and AEW is where the best wrestle, and it's also where we have the best wrestling fans. And in 2025, they've been better than ever.
Yeah.
To have a year like we're having with AEW right now, it's only possible because of the great support of great fans, and we have to deliver great wrestling week in, week out, because they're very hungry for that, but that also sets them apart as great fans that we have in AEW.
Yeah, and you love wrestling and you love the fans, but you also have a wonderful relationship with your employees, the wrestlers, right? And we've seen at press scrums that you, when you like chat with them, there is like an intimate relationship, right? Like, you know, it's great to see, but how do you manage that? Like, you are the boss, but also like you really truly care about these wrestlers.
Well, it's a great point. It's definitely something we have to balance. And it's a job, but we're human beings. And I really care about the people I work with. I work in great sports, football and wrestling, and being able to associate with great athletes, yeah, it's a privilege, but also it's a job we all have. And it's important to be able to balance that. But there's friendships that come along the way and are built. And sometimes it's hard in business to maintain friendships, but when you can, it's great. And also, you know, as I get older and more mature, you know, I've developed a great relationship with a lot of people, and hopefully have, you know, been able to impart some of these leadership skills. And I think as we all grow and learn from our experiences, we can change and do things differently, and or go back to doing things that we've done in the past that have been successful, or any or all of the above. And yeah, I think these are things that we're doing in 2025 very well. But again, it's only possible to have a great year like AEW's having in 2025 because of the great wrestlers and our great staff and these great fans that watch AEW every week, like tonight on TBS. Or HBO Max at 7 p.m. on TBS.
Tony, the other day you went live on Twitter and you gave like a house tour and you showed a couple paintings and you're walking down the hall. Yeah, like that. Very much like that one.
That's Montreal.
That's insane. And you were also kind of giving like a rundown of like what was going to happen on the card and stuff like that. And the fans loved it. There was a lot of interaction. Would we possibly see Tony Khan start to go live more often, like directly connecting with the fans? Is that something you thought about, or was that just something fun in the moment?
Yeah, I've been doing it a little more often as I traveled from Cannes, France to Mexico City for Grand Slam Mexico. Certainly had some good response. And then that was a crazy week. You know, we're part of the Cannes Lion Festival, and I gave a lot of great interviews and made some great connections for international development and media and marketing for AEW. And also then went, we had the most successful AEW Dynamite show of the entire year, Grand Slam Mexico, the most watched Dynamite of the past year, and one of the best episodes of the show, and certainly the beginning of many great partnerships, I think, and collaborations that we'll have with CMLL in terms of partnering on shows. And it sounds like they'll welcome us back with open arms to Arena Mexico again, which is great for AEW. And for me, I love connecting with the fans. So yeah, absolutely. I do like doing those streams, and I noticed really good engagement when I did it on X.
Yeah.
That is a very powerful wrestling community on X. And they're such, it's amazing to me, because any post on X, it seems like in the replies, there's a lot of wrestling fans. Stuff that has nothing to do with wrestling. And the replies are people with gifts of wrestlers, often from AEW,
yeah,
and using wrestling to react to things in the news or in media, things that have nothing to do with wrestling. So it's amazing to see how powerful the wrestling community is on social media and all the different platforms. And I've also done the live stream on Instagram And that's a great wrestling community with tons of positivity. It's interesting. It's different engagement you get, but that's great engagement too. So I do like doing it, but especially when I have a unique setting, like taking a boat in France, in Cannes, or in this case, being home in Chicago, where I am right now, my family's home. I'm sitting in my dad's office doing the interview.
Yeah, with some beautiful art behind you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I have Marc Chagall behind me, which is a great office my dad set up here, and he has a great collection of art that my parents have put together. And, you know, we talked about that a little bit and have shown some highlights of it, Renoir and Chagall and many other great pieces of art my parents have collected in this beautiful home they built here in Chicago. And I'm very lucky that I'm here for a few weeks for AEW, including tonight on TBS, 7 p.m. Central Time on TBS, or on HBO Max at 7 p.m. tonight.
Yeah, Tony, I went on Twitter and I asked if anyone had questions for Tony Khan. So I picked out a few, the best questions, right? And we're going to play a game called Let's Ask Tony Khan. So okay. The first question that I got was from Carly Bravo of The Infantry. And he said, ask him if he's proud of the infantry getting over so much, and if he knows we the future of the AEW tag team division. Bet he says yep. So confirming or denying, Tony?
I can confirm that. I'm a big fan of the infantry. They're a great part of Ring of Honor and AEW. They were featured in AEW this past week. We have big winner's purses at stake in all the matches. There's a lot on the line in AEW, but in particular, sometimes I'll put a super special big bonus on the line for the winners. And in this case, there was $400,000 on the line with eight men competing for each four-man team to try and take home the big prize. And the infantry did not take home the big cash this time, but they are a rising tag team, Carly Bravo and the captain, Sean Dean, from here in Chicago. So very innovative way to get your message across here from the infantry. And I agree. I think the infantry are fantastic. We have some great wrestlers in Ring of Honor, including great champions. We talked about Bandido. Certainly, when you talk about great champions in Ring of Honor and in professional wrestling, you have to talk about Athena, who is a big part of Ring of Honor and also has been a big part of AEW recently. To have this dominant Ring of Honor champion making her presence felt now in AEW. And it's added something exciting as she's chasing Timeless Toni Storm and the AEW World Championship, which is very interesting because you have the Ring of Honor World Champion who's been very dominant for many, many years and undefeated on top in that promotion. We saw now taking her record to 67-0. And that is what Timeless Toni Storm will have to face here sooner or later. And certainly here in Chicago, the two of them have had some great altercations. And I'm very excited for what's happening tonight on Wednesday Night Dynamite.
Side segment from the Let's Ask Tony, but I'm glad that we're seeing Athena more on AEW television, because I used to be a complainer, Tony. I'm so sorry. But I was like, oh my God, we only get to see Athena on Ring of Honor. And the moment she's starting popping up on Collision and Dynamite, I'm like, here we go. I see something happening. Like, I'm so excited for this feud that she's having with Tony, because these are really two top women that you have in AEW, right?
Absolutely. Those are two of the very top stars in AEW and the world of professional wrestling, to have two of the top wrestlers, like two top world champions that are at the top of their craft, like Athena and Timeless Toni Storm, and both competing for the same championship in this case. It's very exciting and interesting what's happening right now in AEW in 2025. Yeah. We're having this fantastic year. And to your point, there's so many great developments. And certainly I'm very interested in what's happening and excited about what's happening with Athena and Timeless Toni Storm in AEW right now.
Yeah. Next question. Ask him if he could potentially see AEW Dark returning.
I would love to do that. I think it has to be something that makes sense with our media partners, because when we launched AEW Collision, which is such an important part of AEW TV every week. And it's on tomorrow, a special Thursday Collision. Mm-hmm. And there's still great tickets available for tomorrow. Yeah. It's going to be a great show. So you can see it in the Aragon Ballroom. I think pretty much sold out for tonight, yeah, but you might still be able to get seats for tonight. But you can definitely watch that tonight, 7 p.m. on TBS or on HBO Max. And then we're on tomorrow for a special Thursday Collision on TNT, and you can watch that on HBO Max. And when we really had this great opportunity to go into a new media rights package, and it's the lifeblood of AEW. So if we bring AEW Dark back, I just want to make sure that whatever we do makes sense to our great media partners with Warner Brothers Discovery. We have great relationships in the company and with both sides, with Discovery Global Networks and also with the Warner Brothers Studio and HBO Max. So a lot of great things happening with AEW, and I love doing AEW Dark. I have so many great memories. We've done hundreds of episodes of it. I love it. But across Dark and Elevation, for either or both of them to ever return, I just want to make sure it makes sense to bring AEW Dark back, because it was a conscious decision we made when we launched AEW Collision to sunset those for the time being. And I'm very open to their return if it ever makes sense for Warner Brothers Discovery and Mr. Zaslav, for Bruce Campbell, for Gunnar, and all the great people that we work with at Warner Brothers Discovery.
Yeah. Where are those women's tag team titles? I think that's a good question.
It's a great question. It's a great question. Well, I will say this. I have a bunch of people I would like to get involved in a women's tag team tournament potentially. There has been so much injury in the women's division, and as the person who put together the Women's Casino Gauntlet, I wish that we had come out of it healthier. A quarter of the people in the match got knocked out of the match and out of action indefinitely. So we had one match where I lost 25% of the roster in one match. So that was pretty hard, because you had great people. People were very excited about Shuri. People very excited about what Thunder Rosa had been doing. Mentioned Athena. They had a great match for the Ring of Honor Women's Championship, and a rivalry that's been going on for months, yeah, between Athena and Thunder Rosa, that even we saw more of it in that Casino Gauntlet match. And then the new Ring of Honor interim Women's World Television Champion, Mina Shirakawa, also was injured in that match, taking the O-face from Athena. And so Athena doing a lot of damage, taking a lot of people out, and in this match in particular, did a lot of damage. Also, I would really like to have just mentioning people on the women's roster, not all necessarily for the tag team tournament, but to have a full roster competing for the Women's World Championship, the TBS Championship, and potentially tag team championships, because I would like to do AEW Women's World Tag Team Championships. To have that, I really think that we do need to have a healthy division that can maintain these championships, because we haven't been able to sustain it. And I do want to have that. One of the most important women in the division is Jamie Hayter, who also has been out. Tekla, the Toxic Spider, has done a lot of damage herself. And when you have people like Athena and Tekla wreaking havoc, hurting everybody, and beating everyone up, I do want to get the division healthy, because if I tried to do it right now, I would be missing a lot of the people, and I could do the tournament, but then I wouldn't be able to have a healthy singles division at the same time. And I think we're doing a great job and have really built up the women's wrestling in AEW in 2025 to be the best it's ever been. And certainly the world championship match between Timeless Toni Storm and the TBS champion Mercedes Moné, I think, is the single greatest match that any two of our women have ever had on pay-per-view in AEW. And we've had so many great matches on TV and pay-per-view involving the women this year. That Casino Gauntlet match was fantastic with the women. I loved working with them on it as the coach and producer of the match. And it was 12 great women. But like I said, I was frustrated after that with all the stories and ideas that I put into the match working with them, and all the great ideas the women had coming back to me for things we could do in the match, to lose a quarter of them in one night. Okay, that's really hard, and it makes it hard for the storytelling, but we're doing a great job with the shows and the stories. To have that tournament and still have all the stories, I'm going to need some of those women back, and also some of the other people I mentioned, and yeah, some other injured people on top of that, that, you know, we didn't even get into. Certainly another great woman who's on the shelf right now is the Ring of Honor Women's World TV Champion, We crowned an inner champion who's fantastic with Mina Shirakawa. She's injured right now, too. And the champion, Red Velvet, was out for Supercard. And I wanted to make sure we had a great Supercard event, a great match. We did have a great event, a great TV title match to crown an interim champion. And soon we'll crown an undisputed champion when they're both cleared, Red Velvet and Mina Shirakawa. But again, having multiple situations with some of these injuries is part of why it has not made sense with the state of the roster to do that, but it is something I am interested in doing. I have the belts. I've made the belts. They exist. But I will put them into play when we are able to put the very best full roster forward to have great action with competition for all the championships, including new championships, which, you know, there are still some championship issues to be settled in AEW and ROH right now with the great women we have going.
Yeah, well, that concludes the Let's Ask Tony Khan segment of the interview. Thanks for answering all those fan questions, Tony. And sure. What a great scoop. Oh, my goodness. The women's, I feel like they're going to be so beautiful. I just know those titles are going to be beautiful. I'm really excited. Tony, what's next for AEW? I was a little bit naive, I guess. I'll say that I thought we were going to get the residency and still get All Out. I don't know if that was too much for me to expect. I was like, Tony loves it here. Of course, we're going to continue to get bigger, more pay-per-views here. But what's next for AEW? Are you guys going to come back to Chicago after this residency?
Yes, and we are coming back on pay-per-view. That's the big scoop about pay-per-view is that for the first time ever, we're going to have AEW World's End here. Crazy. And we're going to have a great holiday weekend. It's going to be Christmas weekend. We'll have a Saturday, December 27th pay-per-view.
Wow.
What a great way to spend the holiday weekend. What a great holiday gift, potentially, to buy tickets for AEW World's End on Saturday, December 27th. And the tickets go on sale soon. They go on sale Monday, September 8th, on AEWTIX, AEWTix.com. You can buy these tickets for AEW World's End at the Now Arena in Hoffman Estates. We're coming back to the Chicagoland area where, frankly, the Now Arena is one of the places that we had the original, before there even was AEW, where the Elite and then Ring of Honor worked together to put on the original All In. That is such an influential, important show. We've had so many great events. We had the first All Out ever for AEW at the Now Arena. We've had so many great shows there over the years, and I thought it would be great for the first time ever to bring World's End there and get the best of both worlds, get the summer residency, and then come back for the holidays and have that pay-per-view here, which has had some fantastic matches and moments. Some of the best matches in AEW in recent years have been at World's End. And for the first time ever, the World's End pay-per-view this Christmas will be coming to Chicago.
Tony, that's amazing to hear. Like you said, great time for a Christmas present. You know, a nice way to end your holidays is to go to an AEW show, to go watch pro wrestling, go watch these amazing and talented superstars. Just have a great time. I think it's awesome. But Tony, thank you so much for joining me today. You've been an absolute treasure. Thank you.
Thank you. It's been great to be on your show, Iridian, and hopefully see you and a lot of your listeners tonight for Wednesday Night Dynamite and tomorrow for Thursday Night Collision. That'll be on TNT tomorrow night and HBO Max at 7 p.m. But tonight, don't miss the show. It's on HBO Max, and you can watch it also on TBS, the Superstation, 7 p.m. on TBS tonight. I really appreciate you having me on to talk about All Elite Wrestling, AEW, and see you very soon at the show.